In this episode of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, we are going to discuss how to do personal branding and why you should too. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. Your personal brand is so important, and everyone should have an online presence leading the way for the personal brand. There are so many creators and entrepreneurs who want to grow by generating more leads and sales for their products and services. Right now, for a limited amount of people, we're offering personal brand coaching for creators and entrepreneurs, also consulting for anyone with an organization, but you have to apply at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, this isn't for everyone or every organization, but it's for someone. Coaching and consulting, apply right now so that we can see if you are a good fit at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. Let's see if we can help you with your personal brand or help your business generate more leads and sales. Personal branding is a topic. It's really a hot topic right now, especially in the online world, in terms of entrepreneurship and content creation and things like that. There are so many examples of personal branding. You have it from the personal brand side, and then from the branding side, which you can talk about companies and those type of things. Personal branding in terms of maybe some people that you may have or may not have heard, people such as Pat Flynn from the Smart Passive Income blog. Pat Flynn, he says, smart ways to live. The way he built his company online is through content, through blogging is the route he went. He went blogging, and then obviously with the podcast, and it exploded. But personal branding, there's a bunch of different examples. It's Wikipedia. Wikipedia says the process of personal branding involves finding your uniqueness, building a reputation on the things you want to be known for, and then allowing yourself to be known for them. Also says ultimately the goal is to create something that conveys a message that can be monetized. So that's a big part of personal branding as well. I'm going to go through a few things. I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Also, understanding personal branding. It all depends on, like I said, how you want to define personal branding as it pertains to you and the brand that you want to build. But basically, if you're an expert in something and you want to put information out, you can do it kind of like what I'm doing here behind the camera or on the microphone. So you can do it in a couple of different ways. I always say people do these things. If you understand it from this level, people read, people write, people watch videos. So in terms of this, YouTube, that's a route where you can put content out about what you're an expert in. The audio side, podcasting, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just so many podcast distribution places where you can put out audio. So video side, audio side, then the writing side, people always read. Now, some people won't read. Like some people won't listen to podcasts. Like some people won't watch YouTube videos. But you have to understand that's how people communicate. And so you want to make that content, and then you want to distribute that content to the different places. So understanding personal branding and what you bring to the table, what you're an expert in, is key in today's digital world. Identifying your unique value proposition. It's basically guiding viewers on how to identify their strengths, skills, and unique qualities. You know what, or maybe you don't know what your strengths are, or just, you know, but you know what your skills are. And sometimes you just have to put it out there to the world. In my case, digital marketing, personal branding. So I'm putting it out to the world. Yeah, you'll know what stick and what not stick because you'll get feedback from that. And then too, once you build enough, you can ask for feedback. And that's something that a lot of people don't do. For some reason, they're scared to ask for feedback. And I think that's very, very important to ask for feedback. You have to emphasize the importance of authenticity. So being authentic, being yourself. I'll give a quick example with me. I'm talking in this microphone. I'm not the best speaker in the world, obviously. I'm just not the best. I'm not the best behind the mic. I'm not the best behind the camera. I'm not the best writing, but I'm going to give you me. I can't be anybody else. I can't come on here and I can't be Pat Flynn. I can't be any of these guys. I can't be Sean Cannell behind the camera. He's a YouTuber, teaches YouTube, and he has a podcast, Think Media Podcast. And you can only be yourself. So be authentic. Be authentic to yourself. And people like that. They like when you're authentic. You're not going to, that's not going to cross over with everybody, but you don't need everybody. You only need so many if you're building a tribe through personal branding. Crafting a compelling personal story. And that kind of piggyback off what I said in terms of being authentic. People love stories. They love a good personal story when it comes to personal branding. So the power of storytelling is huge. We all have different personal experiences that we can reel in an audience on. Just a personal story to reel your, or to connect with your audience, basically. Building a consistent online presence. This is the key. This is the one thing that a lot of people don't talk about, and that's just being consistent. Being consistent with everything that you do online. I'm working on it myself, so I'm not the best when it comes to being consistent. I'm working on it. But I think sometimes we the reason we're not consistent is because we don't think through it the way we should, and we kind of overthink it, and we want everything perfect. And I've definitely been guilty of that one myself. When you're on all the platforms and you're trying to do something consistently, you have to find the proper platform that works for you. Are you great on Twitter? Do you think you can be great on Twitter? You know, no, you really don't have to be great, but find out which of these platforms is for you. What kind of content do you like to put out? Do you like to do 30-second videos? Then, hey, maybe you can do YouTube Shorts. Maybe you can do Instagram, TikTok. So if you like producing short videos and you want to, you know, make things about, you know, building your brand, do you want to, are you a great writer? So you can blog. So start your website, start your WordPress website, I would say, instead of, or maybe you can start off with Blogger or some type of free blog. You can start off with that and then go on to something such as WordPress, which I would definitely prefer a WordPress website. There's so many different platforms and there's so many different strategies for maintaining consistency across these platforms. I'll give you this quick example. This video will be on YouTube. You'll get some clips on these videos that'll go on YouTube and some of the other TikTok, Instagram. You'll also get the audio version, which will be distributed part of the audio podcast. So that's a great way of helping with productivity and staying consistent. Quick break in the episode. I want to talk about a resource page that I put together with a lot of helpful things on there. It's something much different than the show notes. So has things such as our ebooks and audiobooks, a whole bunch of other resources with affiliate links and things like that. So make sure you check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. Check it out. Back to the show. I think a real important thing that some don't talk about when they talk about personal branding, one of the real powerhouses, I believe, is LinkedIn. Some of us, we think about LinkedIn, or we just know of LinkedIn as a place to to apply for jobs and things like that. We kind of look at it as a job social media network or what have you. And it's really much more than that. And I think the first thing you need to do when you go to a place like LinkedIn, if you're trying to build your personal brand, first of all, you have to understand a couple of things about the platform. You can't use it like Facebook. You can't use it like some of these other social media platforms, because you have a lot of professional people there. But if you are building a personal brand and you're an expert at something, LinkedIn is a place to be. I think you need to learn how to optimize your LinkedIn profile. Make sure you have a photo on there. Make sure you fill out all the different things. What do you do? How do you do it? You know, what you're an expert in, you know, all of that good stuff. Find an expert on LinkedIn. See how they do it. Or maybe somebody in the space that you're in, and see how they do it. And you can, and it's real important to upload content to LinkedIn and build on LinkedIn. Creating engaging content. This is what I say on my notes, that is. Explore different types of content. And I kind of talked about that a little bit. Blog posts, videos, infographics, podcasts, audio, and so many other things. Content is key. They say content is king. Content is king, queen, emperor. It's everything. I'll give you a great story real quick. And this is about personal branding also. Deion Sanders, the coach of the Colorado Buffaloes college football team, Coach Prime, as he's affectionately known. He's on one of the best jobs that I've seen with personal branding. If you really know the story of him, you can look back before he was drafted. Deion Sanders is a Hall of Fame football player, and he's a pretty good baseball player as well. So he was a two-way sports athlete, played baseball and football. And if you know about him, they're in the same season, so they kind of overlap each other, the two seasons. So he was playing both at the same time. And if you go back and look, even when he was in college, how he's the best cornerback to ever play the game, but how he played and how he brought attention upon himself, not embarrassing or shaming his team or anything like that, but the way he did that. And then once he found out when he was going to on the football side, when he was going to the National Football League, once he found out that the position that he was playing, which is cornerback, didn't make money, he created this character called Primetime. He created the character. If you can see the 1989 draft, when he was drafted, and you see the draft party, you see the jury, you see he had the Jerry Carroll going back then. It was wet. He had all of that going, and he created this character. And now it's one of the highest paid positions on the football field. The way he built his persona of Primetime on the field. He was an amazing player off the field, obviously. And then how that translated into the job that he has now, which is the coach of the Colorado football team. He has 4.6 million followers on his Instagram. Colorado Buffaloes, a million followers. Before then, I think they only had less than a half a million followers, I believe. I don't know the number, so correct me in the comments, the actual numbers. What he did was they raised the following count across all the social platforms. And how did he do that? He did that through content. His son, Deion Sanders Jr., is the CEO of Well Off Media. So they work with the Colorado, I believe the Colorado University. And, you know, they have a bunch of different camera people or what have you. And they just put out content and put it on across all the different social platforms. And that's how they built the Colorado program, the social side of the program. But his personal brand helps with that also, with all the connections that he's had. You're talking about 35 plus years of him being on the scene, almost 40 years, actually, him just being on the scene and before social media. But just his persona and everything had raised his personal brand. And it also brought the personal brand or the brand of the Colorado football team or what have you. And that's a pretty, pretty awesome feat and pretty great things that they're doing at the University of Colorado. Networking and building relationships. Networking is very important. Spoke about LinkedIn. If you do it right in terms of LinkedIn, and what I mean by doing it right on LinkedIn, that means not spamming, going in the comments, doing all the crazy spamming on LinkedIn, asking people to do things on LinkedIn instead of building relationships. Provide value. That's the one thing you need to do. You need to do that when you're putting out content. You need to do that when you're on LinkedIn, just providing value, and you will attract people. If you provide value, you will attract people. And you say, how can I provide value? Well, you're an expert in something. You're going to have to learn how to use the search within the LinkedIn app. The search, you know how to do Google, right? You know how to search Google for anything. So you add your expertise. Don't ask for anything in return. And do that as much as possible. In terms of your content, put out as much free content as you possibly can. You just have to know how to put out content and spread it across these different social channels. But going back to that Colorado football program, that's how they were able to do it. They put out so much content, and they put out so much content to the point where if you watch college football and know about the football side of sports, you can see where a lot of the old school coaches where they start saying a lot of crazy mess, or just coaches period started saying a lot of crazy mess because of the tension that Colorado is getting. And if you know college football, you know that with what he's doing, what's crazy is that what he's doing is so great that all the other coaches, they get a little crazy, because in return, what he's doing is he's using it as a recruiting tool. He's not even talking about recruiting players. None of the videos talk about recruiting players. Now, every now and then he'll say, yeah, you know where to find me. You know, he uses a quote. He uses so many quotes. He doesn't use it primarily for a recruiting tool. And that's the biggest thing in college football, is recruiting. Whereas the smaller schools and the schools that are not well known, they're going to have a harder time recruiting players. When you have the light on you, when you have all this media attention, and that's with the play on the field, winning more games, because last year they won one game, and this year, thus far, they've won four games. And it's a recruiting tool. So the bigger picture in the college game is recruiting. Building your personal brand, if you put out enough content, it's going to attract what you're looking for. It's going to attract people that you can help, because you're helping people with the content that you're putting out. And so I kind of just try to understand that correlation that I'm putting with that football program and, you know, Deion Sanders and with the personal branding. I'm sorry, Deion Sanders. I'm sorry, Coach Prime. I don't want to keep saying, I'm saying Deion Sanders, that's his name, but it's Coach Prime. Coach Prime. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course. And, you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. A few other things that I want to talk about. I'm going to give you another example. Elon Musk. If you look at Elon Musk, for those of you that don't know who Elon Musk is, he's the CEO of Tesla, CEO of SpaceX, and the CEO of Twitter, or the CEO of X. He has 162 million Twitter followers. I believe Tesla has like, 20 something million followers on Twitter. You see, the personal brand has more of a following than the company brand. And people are so interested in him because I believe he's the richest man in the world, if I'm not mistaken. And they're so interested in him because of pretty much the work that he's done and some of the things that he say. And people want to know what he said. When he talks, people listen. And so they will follow him or what have you. And it's bigger, the personal branding, it's bigger than follower count or whatnot. It's really about, you know, helping people and, you know, building your brand up in a way to help the most people or what have you. But his companies, they don't have nearly the amount. I believe SpaceX, I'm not sure how many Twitter followers it has. I'll look it up real quick. He definitely has less. I bet you that combined with the companies that he owns, they probably don't have as many Twitter followers as he has with his personal brand. I believe SpaceX, and I'm not gonna even count Twitter followers because we already know he didn't start that company, but SpaceX, 32 million followers. So that's pretty eye-opening. When you talk about brand, personal brand anyway, that's obviously you. And those brand statements, everyone needs a brand statement as well. Always say, you know, creators and entrepreneurs, just like you, magnify your brand message through digital marketing. Make sure that you have a brand statement. So, and to break that down, it's basically, who do you help? How you help them? Just that simple. There's a bunch of brand examples by some online leaders that I'm sure that you all have heard of. Chris Du, he always says bilingual creative who lives at the intersection of business and design. So that's kind of his deal. So, and that statement, you'll see the statement or something similar to that statement. It should be across all of your socials also. Chris Dewar's Will Allred, write better sales emails faster with our inbox coach. Here's another one, Brian Brown, keeping it awkward, brave, and kind, and handily, empowering, ridiculously good marketing. Dan Handley, I like her. Mark Schaefer, Marketing Strategy Humanity. Jennifer Welsh, empowering successful women to take control of their finances. The role of social media as a distribution platform. You don't have to be on every social media outlet. You don't have to distribute your content on every last one of them. Depending on where you are, if you have a team, put them on as many social, distribute your content through as many of these social media platforms as you like. If you're just starting off and you're a small creator, small entrepreneur, small creator, start small. Start with one. Start with LinkedIn. Start with Facebook. Start with Instagram. Just start with one. Start with two. Know that you just need to learn those platforms more than anything. Learn those platforms and make sure that you're doing the right things on that platform so you don't want to turn a bunch of people off or what have you. See what the people that you follow in your space, see what they're doing. See how they're using those particular social media platforms for their brands. I think everybody should have a personal brand. I really do. I think everybody should have a personal brand because we're all experts in something. As crazy as that sounds, you might be somebody in Seattle, Washington, listening to this. You might be somebody in Germany that's listening or watching this. And maybe you're 25 years old or 35 years old. Maybe you're 40, 50 years old. And you're like, man, I'm not an expert in anything. Yes, you are. We all have experiences. We all have experiences. We all have different interests. We have different interests that we want to share with the world. We all have different experiences. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for you. And don't worry about falling on your face. Don't worry about making a mistake. I make them all the time. I'll never stop making them. I'll never stop making them. But it's about just going through with it and just keep providing information as best you can. If you're passionate about something, just share it with the world. Share it with the world. Make sure that you check us out. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, share, subscribe. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast as well. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.